every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, Rosie on the House. It is our outdoor living hour. The first Saturday of each month, we have Arizona Farm Bureau spokeswoman Julie Murphy joining us, talking all things farm fresh in our great state of Arizona. Second Saturday of the month, we have ISA certified arborist John Eisenhower talking trees. Third Saturday, we have Master Gardener Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice. Fourth Saturday, we have Urban Farm with Greg Peterson. So what happens on these fifth Saturday? Well, we thought today, since it was Halloween, we'd talk about a scary subject of water. And it's not so scary once you dive into it. And the point and our goal with this hour is for everyone to get a broad understanding of Arizona's water resources and how the state has set up and it works and manages the water supply that we have with a growing population with agriculture. And to start off, we thought it would be appropriate to bring in a spokesperson from SRP. And, you know, SRP has taken over the foundation that was laid by the Hohokam Indians, where they set up canals and irrigation systems off of the Salt River for their community thousands of years ago. And then when Henry Wickenburg discovered gold in Wickenburg and established his mine, he sent a gentleman by the name of Jack Swilling to Phoenix to reestablish irrigated farming to supply his mine. And that system that he ultimately took over was what originally was started by the Hohokam. And now, today, SRP manages both the Salt and Verde River shed. It's 8.3 million acres of watershed. To put that in perspective, that's 13,000 square miles, about 10% the size of the overall state. The important part is where those square miles are. If those were 13,000 square miles between, oh, say, Quartzsite and Goldeneye, you wouldn't end up with a lot. But when you're dealing with the watershed coming off of Coconino and Tonto National Forest, and you've got these mountain runoffs, now we're talking some serious water supply. And we've got senior hydrologist Andrew Voltmer joining us from SRP just to take it from there and give all of our listening audience an education to SRP's water management role in Arizona and how you can thank them at the end of the day that every time you go to turn on that faucet, there's water there.
Thanks for having me.
How long have you been with Salt River Project?
I've been at SRP for just over 3 years now.
Where were you before SRP? What path led you there?
It's a great question. So actually, I am not an Arizona native. I'm originally from Nebraska. I grew up on the Great Plains and was in consulting for a little bit and then found my way to SRP. I really have a passion for water and managing water supplies, and SRP does a great job at doing that, and a job opened up and I thought it'd be a great fit, and I've loved it ever since I've been here.
And so anytime somebody comes to Arizona, that's often the first question is, how long can the state survive until it runs out of water? Or is Arizona at risk of running out of water?
You know, that's something that we hear a lot about too, and that's just not true. We've been managing our water supply, SRP has, since 1903 when we formed as a reclamation project. We've been doing that for, you know, over 100 years now, and we plan on doing that well into the future. So drought is a way of life in the desert, but we've been trying to have decades of active conservation measures have really helped Arizona grow while we've been using the same or even less amount of water. So even though the state's population has doubled, more than doubled since 1980, total water use has actually decreased. And we're looking to use our renewable water supplies through the conjunctive use of surface water and groundwater to keep providing central Arizona water supplies well into the future.
Let's talk about the two rivers that are y'all's primary responsibility, the Verde and the Salt. How are those rivers filled with water? What's the source? Is it natural springs? Is it snow runoff?
Yeah, in the upper reaches of the watersheds, the tributaries, for example, on the Verde, a lot of that is spring-fed, but the majority of our actual water in the rivers that fill up our reservoirs, and this is for the Verde and the Salt, comes in the form of rain and snow runoff in the winter and early spring. So essentially we get these large winter storms that come in and dump a lot of rain or snow. That water runs off into the upper tributaries like your Oak Creek, your Beaver Creek, and you get onto the salt side, you have White River and Black River. And that eventually makes its way into our reservoirs and we capture it and store it for many years of use. Surprisingly, we don't get a lot of runoff in the summer during the monsoon season, even though we get about the same amount of precipitation up on the watershed during that time of the year. But since it's warmer, there's more vapor losses to the atmosphere. Most of our runoff actually occurs in the winter when it's cooler and we don't have those losses.
And along those two rivers, what are the reservoirs for storage and what's the total storage capacity?
On the Verde River, we have Horseshoe Reservoir and Bartlett Reservoir. And then on the salt side, we have Roosevelt, which is the biggest one. And then our three lower salt reservoirs, Saguaro, Apache, and Canyon Lakes. The total capacity for those is 2.3 million acre feet. An acre foot is if you take about the size of a football field and you flood it with a foot of water. On average, an acre foot can provide two families of four for about a year. So that just puts into context how much storage capacity we actually have in our reservoirs.
And an interesting part that y'all have is with those dams, you've also got hydroelectricity at both of those. So it makes SRP both a water supplier and an electrical supplier. Many residents in the Phoenix metro area will have SRP as both their water and electric utility provider. And to my knowledge, you're the only one in the state.
Yeah, and that's a great point. We do have hydropower primarily on our salt dams, and that's just a small portion of the hydropower or the power that's produced by SRP, but it's an important part. We consider those renewable, and those also have pump back generation on those where we can actually reverse the generators and pump during the times when we have lots of solar, for example, and less demand. And then when demand increases, we can reverse those and generate electricity for users. And it's a great renewable source of electricity.
And something that I think it's important for everyone that lives in the state to understand is water's role in electric generation. Because even if you're not on hydroelectric, Andrew had mentioned that, you know, SRP also has, you know, natural gas power generation stations. They own a portion of Palo Verde. And whether it's coal or nuclear, that's just your heating source. And what you're doing is you're steaming water. And the steam turns the turbines that creates the electricity. So regardless of your heat source, you're still using a massive amount of water to generate electricity. Does electric savings and energy efficiency use in our homes equal water savings?
Well, yeah, definitely. Like you mentioned, if we're using less power, then we don't have to produce as much power. So that does cause water savings. I also like to point out, like I was saying earlier, that we could potentially use some of that hydropower and the ability to pump back as a battery for solar and more renewable supplies in the future, or solar is highest and demand is low, we can actually still use that electricity to in the pump system on the reservoirs as a battery.
What about Tempe Town Lake? That's the town's lake, even though it's still on your Salt River. Is that past your point of jurisdiction, so to say?
We don't operate Tempe Town Lake at all. That's all operated by the city of Tempe, but it is on the Salt River. So when we, for example, have spilling operations in the winter and the Salt River's flowing, those gates drop automatically and allow water just to pass over top of them. So it's pretty much just a pass-through system and doesn't have too much of an impact really on how we operate the other dams.
That's really just a recreational tourist draw for Tempe. Mm-hmm. Now, where does SRP's jurisdiction end? Because obviously, you know, water flows downhill and you've got Tempe Town Lake that's on the salt.
Our jurisdiction ends at our last dam, Granite Reef, but otherwise we have our water service area for the most part bound by the Arizona Canal on the north side and the South Canal on the south side. It's about 250,000 acres in Metro Phoenix, and anyone within our service area can be served with the water from our reservoirs.
As we wrap up this segment, Andrew, you know, we just came off the hottest, driest summer, I think, on record in Arizona. What does that do to the forecast of Salt River Project's water systems?
It's a great question. We did have one of the hottest, driest summers that we've ever experienced. However, most of our runoff is does come off in the winter, and luckily the three of the past four winters have been wet, so our reservoirs are actually sitting in great shape. They're about 80% capacity, which is higher than what they were last year. And luckily, we always plan for severe droughts, and we'll continue to do that. So we're very conservative when we deliver water, and we make sure that we have enough carryover supply to last through these dry periods. So overall, even though the future may hold more extreme weather patterns, like bigger floods and more severe droughts, SRP is always going to plan for the future to provide a resilient water supply.
And there's a great resource called Water Use It Wisely that has a saying that's very appropriate. It's water. We have enough to use, but not enough to waste. So it's up to all of us to be responsible and be diligent in our water resource so we've got it for years and years to come. Andrew Volkman, the senior hydrologist at SRP, thanks for spending a little bit of your time this Saturday morning with us.
No problem. I appreciate you having me.